Severe fuel shortages have hit much of Mexico, including the capital, for days now. The federal government says it's a small price to pay as it closes gas pipelines temporarily to stop illegal fuel taps. But many people are skeptical of the strategy and fed up with long lines at the pumps. We have the view from two reporters now with KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, the first from Murphy Woodhouse.
At a gas terminal in the Sonoran port of Guaymas, dozens of fuel trucks sit idling at the entrance gate. They're waiting to fill up with gas brought in by tanker up through the Sea of Cortez. The air is thick with diesel fumes. Drivers check phones, fiddle with their rigs, sleep, and otherwise try to make the day-long waits pass as painlessly as possible. As a part of the effort to crack down on gas thefts in Mexico, the government shut down two main gas pipelines that run from the port to distribution hubs. That's truck driver Adán Ledesma. For several days now, he's arrived at the port early in the morning, filled up late at night, and returned to the Sonoran state capital of Hermosillo, only to quickly turn around and return. Ledesma says he's a little tired, but hanging in there. He hopes that the pipelines open up again soon to get a break from the exhausting back and forth. Luis Horacio Muñoz Santini, head of a group representing gas stations in the northern Mexican state of Sonora, concedes that trucks are not the most efficient means of getting gas to pumps where it's needed.
Bien sabido es que la vía más económica para el traslado o la logística de
pipelines are the most economic way to move fuel around, he says, but the measures being taken against gas theft are worth it, he argues. Through October of last year, there were more than 12,000 reports of gas being siphoned off pipelines illegally. A release from Pemex, the state-owned oil company, said those losses cost Mexico well over $3 billion last year. As to how long the pipeline closures will be in place, Muñoz didn't have a clear idea. Neither did Pemex spokesperson Eric Treviño. However long it takes, he says, for the stealing to stop and for the gas to be used for the benefit of Mexico. For Here and Now, I'm Murphy Woodhouse in Hermosillo, Mexico.
And I'm Rodrigo Cervantes in Mexico City. There's a line of cars as long as three blocks waiting at one of a few gas stations open here in Mexico's capital. Some of the drivers have been trying to find fuel for hours.
Pésimo, porque, o sea, frena la economía, ¿no?
Restaurant owner Alfredo Rojas is upset and says the government's idea to shut down gas pipelines is terrible and damages the economy. Without gas, he struggles to pick up supplies.
Claro, está mal que roben, pero mejor cuidar esos ductos con...
Rojas acknowledges fuel theft is a problem, but he thinks that it would be more effective to police the pipelines without shutting them down. But Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says his shutdown strategy is the only way to stop the fuel bandits known as huachicoleros.
Hay gasolina suficiente en el país.
López Obrador says Mexico has enough gas. He says the current problem is temporary, while fuel is transported by trucks instead of pipelines.
Vamos a resistir todas las presiones que sean. Y le pido a la gente que nos ayuden. ¿Cómo?
He says his government will not yield to pressure and asks citizens to cooperate by decreasing fuel consumption. His administration blames the current gas shortages on panic shopping. But many analysts are skeptical with the Mexican government's strategy.
My take is that the war against fuel theft is kind of a screen to actually hide the incompetence of the current government.
That's Miriam Grunstein, an energy expert at the Mexico Institute at Rice University. She says the government has been unable to supply enough fuel since December, when the demand quadrupled.
But certainly having pipelines shut down at the will of the president will scare the hell out of investment.
And since 80% of gas comes from the U.S., Grunstein also expects that Mexico will have to pay huge fines as a result of having fuel waiting. For Here and Now, I'm Rodrigo Cervantes in Mexico City.
Well, here in this country, a powerful storm system is expected to affect tens of millions of people this weekend with snow, sleet, and rain. More than 1,600 flights, mostly taking off and landing from East Coast airports, have already been canceled. This is the same system that slammed California, causing six deaths and the rescues of more than a dozen people from swollen rivers. Here's Kevin Cooper with Lake Tahoe TV.
When I woke up this morning, there's 14 inches here on the South Lake and up towards the crest towards Sugar Bowl, Squaw Valley, Alpine Meadows, up to 29 inches.
He says that snow is creating an increased risk of avalanches and the warning level was raised. As the storm moves east past the Rockies, WCCO-TV in Minnesota is preparing people there.
You'll see the center of that system swirling right now back in western South Dakota. Quite a bit of snow up north of that through North Dakota as well. And now starting to creep into western and southwestern Minnesota.
Residents along Ohio's I-70 corridor are being warned to avoid travel tomorrow. Snow, sleet, and wind are expected in Cleveland, Indianapolis, and Chicago. And by late Saturday evening, it should arrive in New England, where accumulation could exceed a foot of snow in some places. Winter weather advisory is also in effect in Texas, where officials are warning drivers to be wary of bridges and overpasses slick with ice and sleet. Add to all of that, that air traffic controllers and TSA workers are making air travel work despite not getting a paycheck because of the government shutdown. So if you are traveling this holiday weekend and your flight's not delayed or canceled, be nice to them.